Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, this is the Generic Live Show.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us. It's Dale Campbell here. We're doing it for Geek.io as per always. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. It is certainly good to be here. It's your Sunday night dance party. Woo! Yes. Oh, yeah. Getting it up and moving, or putting you to sleep with Dance Hits USA. I don't know what that's meant to mean. All right, I don't know what any of this is meant to mean. You know what I do mean, or do I know what it means? I don't know what that's. I'm just saying words now. Words, English, hard, difficult. A cover girl. You know, a cover girl. Brand. What does the makeup? They do the makeup. They do the makeup. I said do. A cover girl, the makeup brand, they ask you, what is wrong with applying makeup in public? Every morning, in cities around the world, you'll find a woman applying makeup on public transport during her daily commute. It's a regular habit for millions of women. It's even backed by studies that say that good grooming, including wearing makeup, can boost your pay packet and chances of getting promoted. In 2017, yes, that is still a thing, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, even for men, you know, men wear makeup too. Real men eat quiche and wear makeup. Is that what we're going with? Is that what we're really going for here? But public preening has peeved off some people. Whoa. So much so that public transportation bodies in major metropolitan cities have signs asking women to not apply makeup on trains or buses. Clipping, priming, everyone wants to look their best, but it's a subway car, not a restroom. An advertisement from New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority, accompanied by an image of man clipping his nails and a woman brushing her hair. Now, high street beauty brand CoverGirl is hitting back. Oh, CoverGirl with hard-hitting journalism. Much like this show. We are the CoverGirls of news programs. Yes. Yes. Yes, we are. You know that's right. hitting back. We are the cover girl of news programs. That's too good. At what they call makeup shaming, after a study they conducted found that more than half women feel uncomfortable doing their makeup in public. This week, they launched a new campaign called Project PDA, which stands for Public Displays of Application. Can we play this ad? It's a minute 45.
I saw this sign and wondered, what's wrong with applying your makeup in public? What's wrong with applying your makeup in public? And is this just an ad on the subway or a sign of something bigger? So we conducted a survey with over 1,500 women around the country, and more than half stated that they would feel uncomfortable doing their makeup in public.
People think you're vain.
Whatever.
People look at you like side-eyed.
Judging.
People were stopped and staring at me like I was a circus clown, and it was literally just me baking my face.
No, I'll do it anywhere because I have to.
Yep.
But then, like, even people, like, look at you.
It caught me off guard. I was so confused as to why she felt so offended for something that is on my face.
I had to do my makeup in a rush inside of a taxi, and the taxi driver seemed rather bothered. He proceeded to ask me if I could please put away the makeup products that I was using.
There are these messages telling women what to do and what not to do.
I think that is completely ridiculous. How can you compare applying makeup to toenail clipping?
At CoverGirl, we believe that no one should tell you how, when, or where you make up. It's up to you. So we put up mirrors all over New York City and brought 500 women together to look the stigma in the eye. Because makeup is nothing to be ashamed of.
Makeup is an extension of who you are.
I personally view it as doing artwork in public.
So lip out loud, blush boldly, cat eye with confidence, Don't shy away from a little PDA. Public display of application, that is.
Aww. Yeah, see, I don't know how I feel about... Oh, what is that image? Oh, okay. Ooh, right. Ugh, I just saw an image that I don't think I really wanted to see. Anywho, as a part of tonight's dinner, proudly brought you by that picture that no one can see. Alright, as a part of the PDA campaign, CoverGirl put up mirrors all across New York City and invited 500 women to apply their makeup. This is all the ad that is saying. When we saw the sign on New York subway system and wondered, what is wrong with applying makeup in public? Yeah. And it's just an ad campaign for random windows popping up in the middle of, there you go. And it's just an ad on the subway or a sign that's bigger, the ad asks. There are messages telling women what to do and what not to do. At CoverGirl, we believe no one should tell you how or when, where to apply their makeup. It's up to you. Because makeup is nothing to be ashamed of. Ah, yes. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, where we are the cover girls. We are the cover girl of new shows is pretty good. I'm not even gonna lie. That is a pretty accurate description of this show. We are the high brand makeup of these shows. And as we continue here on the Generic Live Show, well, here at home, there was a little bit of a mishap. And you might not know about it. We'll tell you more as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. This story might actually scare you. So we do apologize for that in advance. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. I'm going to put a fresh face on and it's in public. Oh my gosh. Thanks for joining us. It's 9:31.